to be a fool. You say you do, now you choose. Love has no time for the games you play.
Instead of going till 9 o'clock, this is going to be the longest African Rhythms ever. We're going to go right through till 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Wow, bonus hours in effect. I like this.
That was a beautiful track, Sherry Brown. She's actually from the West Coast, Mike, on Capitol Records from the 80s.
Mm-hmm. L.A. sound is kind of strange because it varies so much. We've always had firm ideas in our mind as to what certain sounds from parts of the country come off at, you know, like we know Philly International and the sexy soul that comes from that area, and you know, the blues that comes from Chicago and stuff like that. LA's always been strange. There's never really been kind of an LA sound that's got a pat definition to it. It's always been kind of scattered.
There's certainly enough record companies there, but Capitol, they've always had their hands in the pie. I mean, they've had some obscure things back in the late 60s through the 70s. Never put out a huge quantity of material, but I mean, L.J. Reynolds in the early 80s was on Capitol, and then Sherry Brown put out a couple of albums, and that's really something special. Both albums have some pretty outstanding tracks.
Yeah, well, they're obviously doing something right, Dave, because they're surviving out there. It's just that, you know, there's no one artist or group of groups that we can say constitute and an L.A. sound, you know what I mean? Not like certain other cities and stuff. That's the only thing that's the strangeness about the California music there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's go into a really special CD I picked up a couple of weeks ago now, and it's quite an obscure CD, Japanese only, a concert Herbie Hancock did over there, and it's called Blood, and it was originally a double album, which is quite sought after by collectors these days.
Well, we talked about in the last show, Herbie Hancock becoming Buddhist sometime in the early mid-70s, and yeah, obviously this Asian influence had a lot to do with his own life progress and stuff and what he was going through at the time, and it translated to his music. So I'm not surprised that he went over to Japan and performed and did some of this stuff here.
Yeah, okay, well, let's get to it. A really great version of Butterfly.
But I guess before I gotta go, let me say out here to Port Moody, to Port Coquitlam, Burnaby, New Westminster, Vancouver. If you all want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that, and that encompasses it, can be found right here on African Rhythms.
Amen to that. That was Mike Ingram. I'm David Jones. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM on your dial. Peace and love. Herbie Hancock on African Rhythms.
できますこと大変嬉しく思います。
Right now, we'd like to play one of our pretty tunes for the beautiful ladies of Tokyo. This song is called Butterfly.
The roots of all that, that encompasses it, can be found right here on African Rhythms.
All right, well, let's continue. Millie Jackson, back in the early 70s. And what an incredible record. Just such great songwriting and a great vocal performance.
I love you! Mm-hmm. I need you! Let me have you! You see, the terrible thing about being in love with a married man is the fact that you can't see him when you really want to. And that can get to you sometime. Late in the midnight hour, when you really feel like you need a little love and the man ain't nowhere around. And that can get to you sometime. Early in the morning,
you really feel like you need someone to hold on to. The man ain't nowhere around, and that can really get to you sometimes. But what gets to you most of all is when the holidays roll around. You gotta always be by yourself, 'cause that's the time when the families get together. All the in-laws come to visit, so he has to stay home and play the part of the good and faithful husband. But I ain't worried about it, 'cause I found out that when a man starts tipping away from home, somebody at home is falling down on the home front. That's because when these women marry these men, they have a tendency to take advantage of them. They forget about all the sweet things they say to get them, that they have to keep on saying them to keep them. 'Cause you got a whole lot of women out there these days, just like me, who'll tell a man anything in the world he feel like he might want to hear. I know. 'Cause I'm going with a married man. And last New Year's Eve, I was lonesome as a Mickey Ficky. But J1, the man, came on in like he was supposed to. And I didn't mind waiting that one day, 'cause anything worth having is worth waiting on. So when the man came in, J1, I was right there waiting on him to tell him all them sweet things I know his wife hadn't told him over the holidays. And you can think of a whole lot of good stuff to tell a nigga when you're by yourself. So the minute my man came in the door, J1, I started laying it on him. I said, ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. My baby. You the sweetest thing I know. Yes, you are. Glow. Yes, you do, baby. There ain't no power, no power, no power on this earth to ever, oh Lord, separate us, baby. 'Cause you are you know, I don't want to leave you with a one-sided conception over this thing. Anyone out there in my shoes this evening, I want you to know what I'm talking about. I want you to know that there's two sides to this thing. There's a good side to being in love with a married man, and I like it. 'Cause you see, when you're going with a married man, he can come over two or three times a week and give you a little bit. That means you're two up on the wife already, 'cause once you marry one, you don't get it but once a week. Another sweet thing is, on payday, he can come over and give you a little bread, and I like that. But the sweetest thing about the whole situation is the fact that when you go to the laundromat, you don't have to wash nobody's funky drawers but your own. And I like it like that. I want to keep my situation just the way it is. And to make sure it stays like that, when my man come over them two or three times a week to give me my piece, I set the clock so he can get up and go home on time. Don't want him to be late. Sometimes it be kind of hard for me to do, but I force myself anyway. I tell him, listen to the clock on the wall. Hey, hey.
listen to the clock on the wall right now, baby. Tick on clock. Listen to the clock on the wall. Hey, hey. Oh, forget about the clock on the wall. I don't wanna be right this morning.
Hey, baby, this is me.
Don't you know what time it is?
Well, I want to talk to you.
I have to get up in the morning and go to work. Call me back tomorrow night.
Damn, it's cold.
Yeah.
beautiful Mr. Bobby Womack on Arista Recordings. And Mike, tell them what we're all about.
Celebrating 60 years of UBC Radio, this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Up, the sun is out, singing, I know, the good times are coming our way, I know, you were afraid of me, and would not face the world, so open your eyes, and see, I'm singing for you. I know.
afraid of me will not face the world. So open your eyes.
Good morning, all of you out there listening this early. This is CITR 101.9 FM, your campus and community all-volunteer powered station broadcasting from the University of British Columbia. CITR is also available online with live streaming at citr.ca, and you can download your favorite shows as podcasts whenever and however you wish. This is Breakfast with the Browns. I'm your host, and our show's on every Monday from 8 to 11 a.m. And I've been doing this for 26 and a half years. And yeah, still enjoying it. And yeah, thanks for tuning in. And I guess might as well tell you right off the bat that this is now the countdown to our 2015 fund drive, which will start on the 26th. That's this week. And we'll be running until Friday, the 6th of March. And Breakfast with the Browns will be hosting their fun drive show on the 2nd in the usual time slot. So do tune in, listen to what we have to say and what we have to play, and maybe you can help support us by donating some funds towards our goal of $40,000 for this year. As we are on the verge of moving into our new studios in the new Student Union building, we're buying new equipment, and we have great plans in continuing to and finishing to digitize CITR's legacy, which would include all a whole whack of reel-to-reel tapes that we have here, which have historic interviews, in-station band performances from way back. I think there's about 60 years worth of tapes that we are sort of currently in the process of digitizing and trying to finish up. And we're also digitizing the whole Discorder back catalog that is from its very beginnings to now. And that's being done in conjunction with the UBC Library System. And it'll be available, actually all the things will be available online in a searchable format so that you will be able to listen to recordings done in the station from many years ago. You will be able to read articles that were published in Discorder maybe